Penguin Random House Audio presents The Grave's a Fine and Private Place by Alan Bradley, read for you by Jane Entwistle. To Shirley, My Inspiration. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Andrew Marvell, to his coy mistress, 1681. Chapter 1. I am on my deathbed, again. Although I have done everything in my power to survive, it has not been enough. A human being can only bear so much. I turn my face to the wall in bitter remembrance. Father had died suddenly at Christmas, leaving a colossal vacuum which we quickly realized would never, could never, be filled. In some strange way, he had been the secret glue which held us all together, and with his passing, my sisters and I, never friends at the best of times, had now, and quite inexplicably, become the most deadly of mortal enemies, each of us wanting desperately to be in charge, to gain some control over her shattered life, found herself at odds with the others at every turn. Words and crockery were thrown with equal carelessness. It didn't seem to matter much who was hit. With our family on the verge of breaking up, Aunt Felicity had come down from London to sort us out, or so she claimed. In case we had forgotten it, we were quickly reminded of the fact that our dear auntie was, as the Book of Common Prayer so charitably puts it, a woman who followed the devices and desires of her own.